Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This episode looks at some of the best westerns made prior to 1972. I hope you enjoy the show. We all like a good western, or do we? It sounds like a cliche to me. But maybe the reason why some of us don't like westerns is because we just haven't seen the right ones. Here's a collection of better westerns I'd like to recommend. First up is No Name on the Bullet, starring Audie Murphy, who was known as a western superstar at the time. This is one of his finest moments on screen. He plays an infamous killer called John Gant, who rides into a town, but no one knows why he's come. When questioned, he won't be drawn on who his victim is, and this is where the film gets interesting. All the townspeople with guilty secrets become scared and believe he's after them. It's a great premise, and the film does not disappoint. Jack Arnold directed, and the dialogue is thought-provoking throughout. Death of a Gunfighter has Richard Widmark as an ageing town sheriff who refuses to be retired by the town's committee. Made in 1969, it was at first directed by Robert Totten, who was then replaced by Don Siegel down the line after clashing with the star Widmark. What is interesting is that it deals with the aspects of change that took place in the Wild West, what with the coming of the railroad and the motor car. Widmark's character is viewed as belonging to the past, not the future of the town, a view he doesn't share, of course. Music was provided by the great Oliver Nelson. If you're a Johnny Cash fan, you will have to see A Gunfight, made in 1971. Johnny Cash and Kirk Douglas play two gunfighters in need of funds who arrange a showdown between them, and they sell tickets for the event. Anyone unconvinced by Johnny Cash's acting skill had better watch this unknown gem of a film. The supporting cast of Karen Black, Jane Alexander and Ralph Valoney work well, and it's also the film debut of Keith Carradine. An Apache Indian tribe put $2 million into the costs to keep the production in America. Lawrence Rosenthal wrote the music, but Johnny Cash sung the opening song.
The trail is long and empty when a gunfight's just been won. And another may be waiting beyond the morning sun. But somewhere there's a someplace, a place where I belong. Somewhere a man don't need a gun to tell him right from wrong. And it's a devil wind that blows when there's a hole in your coat. And December snow is ugly when your boots have come apart, and you can't see a bright tomorrow through the darkness of today. And the country isn't pretty when you're hungry. It's a devil wind that blows when there's a hole in your coat. And December snow is ugly when your boots have come apart, and you can't see a bright tomorrow through the darkness of today. And the country isn't pretty when you're hungry.
Bad Company is a very unusual Western in which Jeff Bridges plays a well-to-do boy who teams up with a group of young men looking for adventure in the West at the time of the Civil War. As the film unfolds, they discover it's not as glamorous as they thought, and the cold brutality does not spare them. It's well directed by Robert Benton, who also co-wrote the screenplay with David Newman. It was Benton's first feature, as he's known primarily as the screenwriter of Bonnie and Clyde and Kramer vs. Kramer. Gregory Peck always grabs my attention when he plays a villain, and in Yellow Sky from 1948, he doesn't disappoint. He plays gang boss Stretch, in charge of a gang of bank robbers stuck in the desert, with a posse after them. They stumble across a ghost town, which is inhabited by a man and his granddaughter. The old man has gold, which they hanker after, but when Stretch falls for the girl, trouble breaks out. This is an outstanding black and white western directed by William A. Wellman, with Richard Widmark in the gang and Anne Baxter as the granddaughter. Incredible photography in Death Valley is courtesy of Joe McDonald.
Hey,
Bud Bertischer directed Seven Men from Now in 1953, starring Randolph Scott as a lawman who blames himself for his wife's death and tracks down the gang who were responsible. Lee Marvin also stars. Bertischer and Scott made many westerns together, and this is one of the standouts and the first one they made. John Wayne produced the film, and although Wayne wanted to play the lead, his schedule wouldn't allow it, so Randolph Scott stepped in and revived his flagging career into the bargain. In Gunman's Walk from 1958, Van Heflin plays a rich cattleman with two sons, played by Tab Hunter and James Darren. The wild son, played by Tab Hunter, has to be constantly bailed out of trouble until one day he goes too far. This is a well-scripted film, and Van Heflin is outstanding as the father, ready to do anything for his sons. The script captures the racism that was rife at the time and the bigotry. Tab Hunter, known as a teen idol, shows his considerable acting talent into the bargain. Phil Carlson directed and managed to get it just right with the relationship between the father and the sons. Well worth a watch.
My head and let me go. I'm not bred for traveling slow like a buck and bronc in a rodeo. I'm a runaway.
Runaway, runaway.
I'm a runaway.
Runaway, runaway.
Got no time to be delayed. Always calls a spade a spade. There's a lot of debts I haven't paid. I'm a runaway.
Runaway, runaway.
I'm a runaway.
Runaway, runaway.
Beg or steal or borrow my saddle and my tack. I'm heading for tomorrow and I'm never coming back. Oh, follow my tracks and you will find broken hearts I've left behind. 'Cause I'm just not the marrying kind. I'm a runaway.
Runaway, runaway.
So many sights I've never seen, so many prairies in between. Got a strong young horse and a full canteen. I'm a runaway.
Runaway, runaway.
I'm a runaway.
Runaway, runaway.
So many gals I haven't met, so many cards I haven't bet. Gonna take a chance every chance I get. I'm a runaway.
Runaway, runaway.
I'm a runaway.
Runaway, runaway.
Heading for the border as
as peaceful as can be. I'm all for law and order, long as they don't bother me. So many nights for having fun, so many fights I haven't won. There's not enough notches on my gun. I'm a runaway.
Runaway, runaway.
I'm a runaway.
The Naked Spur is an Anthony Mann Western with James Stewart playing a bounty hunter taking Robert Ryan in for murder. There are complications. Ryan has a girlfriend, Janet Lee, and Stewart unwittingly picks up two strangers who want to help for a piece of the take. Millard Mitchell is great as the old prospector, and Ralph Meeker as a Union soldier dishonourably discharged. The script is exceptional and got an Oscar nomination. Anthony Mann keeps the tension up the whole way, whilst Ryan tries to find a way to escape. The character development is a masterclass and a lesson for any film writer. I don't think I've ever seen Robert Ryan so good-humoured in a film as here. The Hanging Tree has Gary Cooper in one of his final roles, as a doctor living on the fringes of a gold mining camp. He saves a young offender, played by Ben Piazza, from being hanged, and also saves the sight of a young woman, played by Maria Schell, injured in a stagecoach accident. Carl Malden plays an effervescent gold prospector, and George C. Scott, in his first credited role, is a drunk Bible puncher in the town. The characters are well drawn, and Cooper is excellent as he navigates his way through the complex life of the gold town. Delmer Daves did a fine directing job, but fell ill towards the end of the shoot, and Carl Malden supervised the completion of the film. Max Steiner wrote the score and Marty Robbins sang the title song.
I came to town to search for gold, and I brought with me a memory, and I seem to hear the night wind cry. Go hang your dreams on the hanging tree, your dreams of love that could never be. Hang your faded dreams on the hanging tree. I searched for gold and I found my gold, and I found a girl who loved just me, and I wished that I could love her too. But I'd left my heart on the hanging tree, I'd left my heart with the memory, and a faded dream on the hanging tree. Now there were men who craved my gold and meant to take my gold from me. When a man is gone, he needs no gold. So they carried me to the hanging tree to join my dreams and a memory. Yes, they carried me to the hanging tree. Really live, you must almost die, and it happened just that way with me. They took the gold and set me free, and I walked away from the hanging tree. I walked away from the hanging tree, and my own true love, she walked with me. That's when I knew that the hanging tree was a tree of life, new life for me. A tree of hope, new hope for me. A tree of love, new love for me. The hanging tree,
the hanging tree,
the hanging tree,
the hanging tree. As John Wayne is so connected to Western folklore, I have to include one of his films here. But Red River isn't a John Ford film. It's directed by Howard Hawks. Wayne plays a cattle baron with an adopted son, played by Montgomery Clift, and they fall out during a long cattle drive that is the fruit of 14 years of hard work. It took 2 years to edit this film, and as a result, it wasn't Clift's film debut, as The Search came out before this was ready. It's an amazing journey and well worth every minute of the 2 hours 15 minutes running time. Montgomery Clift was daunted by the thought of having to stand up to John Wayne, but Hawks told him to be David standing up to Goliath. Wayne is exceptional, as is Clift. Interestingly, it was the first Western Howard Hawks made, and he leaned heavily on John Wayne's advice during the making of it.
Thank you.
My final recommended Western is Soldier Blue, made in 1970 and starring Candy Spurgeon and Peter Strauss. It's about a cavalry patrol that gets massacred by Cheyenne Indians, leaving two survivors, a white woman who has lived with the Cheyenne for 2 years and an inexperienced private soldier. The film follows their attempt to reach safety. This is a harrowing film, but well worth the investment. The brutality they witness is well balanced with their growing friendship, and the final 20 minutes is one of the most vicious portrayals of human behaviour ever captured on film. It definitely offers an alternative view to how the West was won from the native Indians, and drills home the fact that it really was a cold-blooded war and not romantic in the slightest. Ralph Nelson directed, and Donald Pleasance co-starred. Roy Budd provided his first score at the tender age of 23, and Buffy St. Marie wrote and sang the title song. So there you have it. You may wonder why there are no more recent films than from 1972 mentioned. This is partly because you're more likely to be familiar with newer westerns if I recommend any, which would betray the purpose of this show. It's also partly because fewer westerns have been made since the 1970s, so the good ones tend to stand out anyway. You may also have noticed there are no spaghetti westerns included. Granted, there are many fine Italian-made westerns to be watched, but like all genres of film, there's an awful lot of dross masquerading as quality out there. This selection is mostly from a period when the western was a very popular genre. You could almost call it a golden age of westerns, so it's more difficult to find the good ones. I'll leave you with Buffy St. Marie singing Soldier Blue. Until next time.
See a land young and lovely, hard and strong. For 15,000 years we've danced your praises, prayed our thanks, and we've just begun. This is my sea. Yes, this the high country, giving free wild samples and setting an example how to give. Yes, this is my country, retching and turning like a baby burning how to live. I can stand upon a hill at dawn, look all around me, feel her surround me, soldier blue, can't you see her life has just begun? It's beating inside us, telling us she's here to guide us. Ooh, soldier blue, soldier blue, can't you see that there's another way to love her? Soldier blue, can't you see that there's another way?